Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Adriana's Mystic Connections on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the second Saturday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Adriana's Mystic Connections is hosted by the wonderful Adriana Lesniak. Adriana is a truly gifted medium, energy healer, and teacher. She invites you to call in for guidance, wonderful, inspiring topics, and counsel from the angels. I would also like to introduce her special guest for today, Nikki Scully, who is the founder and creator of Shamanic Journeys, LTD, and Alchemical Healing, and teaches the Egyptian mysteries and other resonant spiritual and metaphysical subjects. Stay tuned for the second half of the show, where they will be offering mini readings to callers. If you would like a mini reading, please call in at 646-378-0370. And now I give you your host, Adriana.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Courtney. It was a beautiful introduction for me and my guest. I'm very excited to bring you Nikki today. I'm actually at Gift of Light in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm very thrilled to be here. It's a lovely expo, and if you're in the Columbus, Ohio area, it's at the Columbus Fairgrounds. Come see me. Mention my radio show, and I will give you $10 off a reading. So love to see you, especially love to see people who support my radio show, and thank you for sharing this hour with me. I stayed at a hostel last night, which was very interesting and different for me. I usually stay at a hotel, and you know, I don't like paying high hotel prices, so I go, I guess, low to medium. I like to stay someplace where I know the bed is safe, if you will, and the room is clean, and I can get a shower. And other than that, I'm not too picky. But it was interesting because the hostel that I was staying at, unfortunately, I didn't read the fine print, and I was in an area with five different beds. And the person who's helping me today and myself were assigned bunk beds. So a little bit of a different experience. And I'm feeling a little jet-lagged this morning because there you are, you finally got up to sleep, and then somebody walks by your bed on the way to the door to the bathroom. It's like, oh, hello. Fun. So, kind of an interesting thing. I think it would be great for backpackers or great for someone who maybe is in a different part of their life, but it turns out I need comfort in a bit. I may not be staying here tonight. I may be trying to find other lodging. So, but I am very pleased to bring you our special guest today, and Nikki, whose business, Shamanic Journeys, will be leading us through a healing meditation today, and then hopefully will stay with us for the second half to answer your questions. Courtney, can you bring Nikki on?
Welcome to the show, Nikki.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining. And you are a dear friend of one of my people that I aspire or look up to, Normandy Ellis. And she's the one who connected the two of us.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, she and I have been partners teaching the mysteries and going to Egypt together for the last 20-some years.
Wow.
In fact, we just published a book together called The Union of Isis and Thoth, Magic and Initiatory Practices of Ancient Egypt.
You know, she showed me that book while it was just in its final stages. It's so exciting.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of it. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It sort of took 18 or 19 years of mystery school, and we condensed it down to what we thought was the most important elements of those decades of training, and managed to squeeze a huge lot of information and experience on temple building and consecration, and how to develop yourself as a vessel for divinity. So, and building the temple within the adidam, and so that's, and then what, of course, what you do with the deity once you make that relationship and create that inner temple.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
the inner temple is so evocative of what it is, especially as intuitives, that we try to create for ourselves.
As what happens is, the more that you develop spiritually, the more that you, the more inviting you become to these deities to be able to work through you. And then once you've developed to a certain level and do the magical practices and rites that prepare you, then you become a home for the deity or deities of your choice to be able to work directly with you and through you. It's very exciting work.
It sounds similar to what I do with the triad, which the triad exists in multiple forms in many, many different religions, including, of course, Egyptian mythology, and, you know, it evokes the pyramid, and, of course, Osiris, Horus, and Isis. And I love the symmetry there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that that's, we're all here to serve Ma'at. We're all here to serve the order and harmony that is the potential and intention for this universe. And right now we're going through a period of extreme chaos, and so it just makes us have to dance twice as hard to overcome the mass chaos and insanity. And it's very interesting times to be living in.
It sure is. If you'd asked me 10 years ago if Trump would ever run for president, I would have laughed in your face.
Yeah, people are beginning to stop laughing.
I know. You know, people are beginning to stop laughing. When you look at, I was reading something, it says that the knowledge that we as a people have has doubled in the last 50 years, and by 2020 it's going to double again. And I believe a lot of what's going on is in the world, although it looks like chaos and disruption and anger, is the group consciousness rising. And as long as we can all somehow survive it, we're headed in the right direction. But places like Egypt have really taken the brunt of this lately with some of the riots and social uprising.
I think it's really, it's horribly sad, as somebody who has led more than 60 trips to Egypt. And in fact, we still have trips going. Normandy just came back from one in December. We had one in October, and we have another one coming up next month. And so it's still safe to go if you have that calling. I suggest you do it sooner rather than later, because I don't know how long the window will be open. But all that work that all those people did to try and create democracy there has essentially been squashed, and it's back to the tyrannical military leadership, and it's kind of heartbreaking for all those people, families of the people who lost their lives and who gave up so much, and there was so much joy in the beginning, and then it just all evaporated.
I have a feeling, though, that it's like waves, and there will be another wave and another wave. And I think that the days of tyranny really around the world are slowly, well, maybe that's rose-colored glasses of mine, but really,
keep them on. We need as much optimism as we can get.
We do. Well, we had Normandy on last month, and she told us all about the trip. It was all so exciting and wonderful.
Oh, great.
And how fun it is, and the fact that it was a river cruise, and how safe she felt going, how safe she felt in December.
We have a private yacht that was actually built to our specifications. So we're extremely comfortable, and we have a lot of freedom, so that we can slip in and out of places at odd times, and we never have to be around crowds or a tremendous amount of privacy to be able to do our work. It's pretty wonderful. It's sort of like stepping back 3,000 years in time and actually living it. It's wonderful.
It sounds wonderful.
So if anybody's interested, go to shamanicjourneys.com and you can find out more about it. But so you're interested in the healing work that I do, right? The alchemical healing?
Yeah, so I was hoping you would lead us through a meditation.
Well, what I was thinking of is actually doing a demonstration. So let's start with, do you have any physical ailments or pains or mobility issues that we can work on? And we could do it that way, or we could just set up a generic healing that will cover, you know, whatever certain kinds of ills are out there.
Let's do the generic. I'd like the audience to benefit from this and be part of it if possible.
Well, they'll benefit anyway, because, say, for example, if you had frozen shoulder, then everybody who was dealing with frozen shoulder would be able to participate, and people would discover that if their knees or back had problems, they could also avail themselves of the energy. It's like discovering that, you know how a power strip works. You plug your computer and your printer and your boombox and your iron and everything into this one current of energy. Well, when we're doing healing work and the current's established, then anybody can plug into it. And if you follow the instructions, and apply them to your situation, then you can have the benefits of the healing as well.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. So do you have anything we want to start with so I have something to aim at, or shall I just, as you said, go generic?
Yeah, let's go generic. But, you know, I was thinking, first of all, I'm in excellent health. I'm very grateful. I am working on my eyes, so particularly my left eye. But I would also like to do healing for just people who are affected by the global changes that we're seeing?
What I'm kind of aiming for with a demonstration is, do you do call-ins?
Yes.
Is the kinds of injuries or pain levels or mobility levels that can be tested and,
mm-hmm.
and can be immediate, so that...
So, Courtney, is there... you want to bring someone on and let's see if they have something?
Well, we could do that if your phones are lighting up. Or
we have some callers in who I can kind of bring on and see whether or not they have a physical ailment. Or, Adriana, if
yeah.
you want to use me, you can use me, too. So it's up
oh,
to
let's
you.
Oh, let's use you. Let's use you. What do you have?
I have fibromyalgia.
Oh, that's
so
sorry to hear that. I didn't mean to say sorry. That's a good one.
Is there a particular area of your body that is limited in function right now or in pain right now?
My upper back is hurting really, really bad right now, but as far as limited mobility, that would be my hips.
Your hips. Okay. And so go ahead and give a test to your mobility and give us a number, a pain level that you're dealing with in your back.
That's probably about a 7 or an 8.
Whoa. Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you for speaking up. All right. And then in your hips, just kind of test yourself out what your movement's like right now, and then we'll see how it is at the end. So I would ask the audience, if you're in a car and driving and you want to participate in this healing, please park. Don't try and do it unless you're very, very, very experienced. Don't even attempt it while you're driving a car. So I'll give people a minute while I explain a little bit about how alchemical healing works. Obviously, I don't have to put my hands directly on you, although you might feel my hands, and that's okay. I often work with totems that come in to help, or allies. Could be deities, it could be, you know, anything from a bear to a spider. And alchemical healing is very fast. So the extra plus that everybody is going to get is that you're all going to participate in the healing itself, so that you not only receive healing, but you learn how to give healing as well at the same time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with, we'll all breathe together. We want to all connect up and become one-hearted so that we're all working together. So everybody take a moment to focus on your heart and find the eternal flame that lives in the sanctuary of your heart center. And that's the your soul's flame that you carry from lifetime to lifetime throughout infinity in the sanctuary. That's your heart when you're incarnate. And as you bring that flame into focus, feed it with love. Love is the fuel. And the more love you pour on your own inner heart flame, the brighter it gets. And as it intensifies and grows, we're going to add what we call the heart breath to your heart flame by inhaling first as though you're drawing the breath from the very heart of the earth. Inhaling drawing the breath up from as close as you can get to the molten core of the planet, drawing up that vitality, that life force, the ki. Bring it up, and as you inhale, and it'll take a couple of breaths to get it up to your heart, but you're picking up the elements, you're picking up the minerals, you're picking up all the power and medicines of the inner earth, and then finally the roots and plants and trees, and you inhale that up through your body to your heart, and hold your breath for just a couple seconds while it mixes with the love that you're continuing to pour on your heart flame. And then when you exhale, it moves out through every cell and molecule of your body, bringing yourself to attention within in a new way as everything focused, like something's happening here. Okay, and after a couple of those deep earth breaths, pulling the power and vitality of the earth up, mixing it with your love, and then sending it out in every direction from your heart. Next, you draw down from the sky as though you're reaching up to the heart of the universe, and you're inhaling, pulling the energy down through your crown with all the intelligence of all the celestial bodies and beings, and of the field of consciousness in which we're suspended. And as that comes down to your heart, then again you hold your breath while it mixes with your love. And finally, you use your breath like bellows, so that you're inhaling from earth and sky simultaneously, holding and mixing with your love, and then exhaling. Are you with me, Adriana? And what's your producer's name?
My name's Courtney.
Courtney. Okay, are you with me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. One more breath, and your heart flames will connect with one another and with me, and then it'll be like a domino effect. And all of your listeners, wherever they are, we're all going to be connected at the heart center. And so we have this huge glow that connects us all through time and space.
Definitely feel that.
Excellent. Okay, now, if you can, if you can't do it physically because you're holding the phone, at least hold up one hand and have the other in your mind held up so that both hands are facing the center of this huge glow that we've created with all your listeners.
Okay.
And when you take your next heart breath, pull in all the energy from earth and sky, hold it, mix it with your love, and as you exhale, feel it pop open the eyes in the palms of your hand from the inside out, so that the energy comes gushing out through the palms of your hands. And then it'll be like a current that just flows as the eyes in your hands open further than however it was before, and whatever energy you may have been connected to is increased. And just take a couple breaths and let that grow. You'll feel it coming out your fingertips. You'll feel it so that you can modulate according to how you use your hands. What are you noticing? Can you describe what that feels like?
I can actually feel the energy coming out of my hands, but I can also feel it coursing into me. So I can feel it both ways. My back is not hurting as bad. I actually felt, the best way I can describe it is kind of like a pop and the pain released.
Okay,
so
well, we haven't even started the healing yet. That's how fast
kind of
it
funny.
Is.
The energy is kind of already doing what it needs to do, so that's interesting.
So now... now, this is for the instructions for your listeners. Some of you are feeling great and will want to be doing the healing. Some of you will have reason to want to be receiving the healing. Some of you will want to do both. When we do alchemical healing, our first layer of defense is the plant medicines. So what I'm going to do is I'm getting that arnica and calendula and comfrey are three plants that want to be involved. So what you do is I usually hold up my left hand, just hold it up, and I take a hard breath and offer it to each plant, to the arnica's family, to deal with any trauma, no matter how old it is, that may be still contained in a part of you that's injured. The calendula for soothing and for dealing with any scar tissue that could be, you know, in the way of mobilization. And comfrey, of course, for comfort and for healing and for mending. And so I've made my offerings, and now I feel my hand, and those of you who are participating in this way, you'll feel like a weight as your hand fills with the power and intelligence of these plants. And you thank them, and then go ahead and turn your hand so that you're offering the plants to go into all those people who are in need, who are carrying pain in their back, in their hips, in their shoulders, you know, reduce the trauma from which the pain originated and to prepare the tissues involved for the healing, whether it's bone, muscle, tendon, whatever it is that the person's dealing with. And so, Courtney, what are you noticing as the plant goes into your body?
I actually felt like somebody was grabbing my hand. I know that sounds really weird, but it was like I felt like something was touching or grabbing onto my hand. That's what I felt.
Okay. And can you feel, like, if you focus on your hips and on your back where the pain are, do you feel the energy of that intelligence moving through and studying and bringing the unique gifts of those plants to the areas of your body?
I did feel like plants were, like, working on my back. It was funny because I felt something working on my back, and I went to go see what it was, and little plants with their little leaves were working. I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, we're helping. I'm like, okay, help, that's good. It was kind of cool.
Excellent. Okay, now I'm just going to simply do a sweep, and I'm going to turn my hand into a magnet. And you say the worst pain is in your upper back. So it's your, is it cervical or thoracic spine?
More, I would say cervical.
Okay, so it's up towards your neck. All right, so I'm taking my hand, and you may feel it, although obviously I'm not touching you. I'm in Oregon. But Can you feel the presence of my hand? And I'm going to turn it into a magnet, and I'm going to start pulling, and you'll feel that pull. And I'm conducting what I'm pulling on so that it's going directly into the earth. Well, actually, since I'm teaching, I'm going to gather it up with the other hand. So I gather it into my two hands, and I offer it to the earth with a prayer for its transformation into its highest potential. And then I go back and I refill with energy, and then I do it again. Can you feel? Can you describe what you're feeling as I'm running this magnet over your back, my hand as a magnet, and
I feel
gathering
pull.
Up? And then
I do feel slight pull, but it feels cool, kind of cool to the touch, even though my back itself feels warm. So the best way I can describe it is almost like a ripple feeling, like something's rippling.
Okay. Now, you were starting with a 7 or 8. Where are you right now at your pain level?
I would say probably maybe a 3 or 4.
Okay.
So it has gone down.
Okay, let's see if we can, you know, obviously my goal is to get you to 0, but that 3 or 4 from 7 or 8 is pretty darn good for a start. Okay. I'm going to use the element water right now, and I'm just going to run through, and I'm going to wash it clear and move that out through your body so you might feel a kind of a fluidity. And everybody else who's listening, I'm hoping you're directing the energies that I'm offering to the parts of your body that are in need. And so I'm going to, okay, we've washed that clear. Now I feel like calling on a plant ally. And I just keep seeing a bear. Is a bear an ally for you? Or is
yes.
there a specific ally that you see that's shown up for you right now? It's always
honest,
good to work.
I do connect with bears, but my totem's always been a lion.
A lion. But I'm just speaking of right now, this moment. Is it a lion that's shown up for you right now, or is there something perhaps new?
I saw the lion. That's why I brought it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this
and
lion
bears
has...
are so about healing. You know, the bears are healing, and then the lions are, you know, the jungle cats, you know, so the intuitive connection.
In Egypt, although the lioness goddess Sekhmet is the goddess of war and destruction, she's also the quintessential healing goddess. So she's definitely a very powerful ally for healing. So I'll ask your listeners to notice who shows up. I'm going to work with the lion because the lion has showed up for Courtney. And Courtney, begin by asking your lioness friend if she can help you with this particular problem of the fibromyalgia, and your, you know, frozen hips and all the pain that you're dealing with. And tell us all, how does she respond?
And I hate to do this because there's so much progress and so much healing, but I'm going to have to ask you, Nikki, to pull it to a close because our allotment of time is
about
up.
I can do that. All right.
Yeah,
what I'm going to ask you to do is just simply see yourself curled up with this lion. I do this a lot with bear, but since you're not telling me what she wants to do, I'm just going to ask you to just let her do the heavy lifting and just see yourself lying down with the lioness and her just absorbing all of the tension and all of the pain that you're carrying, and just be with that for the next couple minutes while I ask everybody to do the same. And if you have a bear, if a bear showed up for some of you like it did for me, bear's a really good one to give you a bear hug, and you just sort of lean into the bear and let the bear just take it all. And sometimes she'll massage or rub or get in with her claws and move things around and, you know, fix things that way. But in any event, sometimes she gives potions too. But
she's a totem animal for you.
Huh?
Sounds like she's someone who works with you. You've got a bear spirit guide who works with you for healing.
I wrote a book called Power Animal Meditations. It's got 50 of them in there, and that's only a portion of the ones I work with.
How could someone get a hold of you if they were interested in a personal healing or wanted more information on your books? They could go to your website.
ShamanicJourneys.com or NikkiScully.com. It all takes you to the same place. And there's a book on alchemical healing. And in fact, I do a free, almost monthly planetary healing call to action. I think I'm doing the next one on, I think it's April 4th, something like that. It should be, if it's not on my website, it should be there in the next couple of days, the next free call to action. And then I'll be doing a teleseminar on alchemical healing in April. April, or maybe it's in March. When are we? No, in April. April and May.
Yeah, levels 1 and 2.
Yeah. And then a week-long retreat this summer.
But, oh, really? Where is the retreat?
In Eugene. We do... Yeah, big slumber party at my place, which is a consecrated temple. It's pretty beautiful here. Anyway, I need to bring that healing to a close. I can't leave everybody just all hooked up. So what I'm going to ask you to do is everybody just take a moment to direct energy and fill everybody back up so that anything we've taken out is refilled. We don't want to leave any vacant places, and that's really important. And then as soon as you feel that that part is complete, it only takes a minute because there's so many of us, then just take your hands up and blow on them and swipe them together, and that disconnects you so that you're not walking around carrying any other people's pains and problems around. Courtney, do you
have a
report for us? Can you tell us what your pain level is now and the difference in the movement in your hips?
I feel great. So thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. And thank you, Adriana. But I'd like to hand the show back over to Adriana because I know she's got some callers waiting. So thank you, but I feel great.
I'm so glad.
Thank you.
Courtney, thank you for being our volunteer, too. Thank you for the feedback. It was a beautiful moment. If you would like a longer reading with me, you can reach out to me at mysticconnections.com. And also, I am at Gift of Light today in Columbus, Ohio. So come visit me, mention this radio show, and I'll give you $10 off your reading. And I always am available for phone readings as well. And, Nikki, you are also very intuitive, and you're going to stay with us for the second part of the show, correct?
Sure.
Okay,
you
great.
You got me up this early. I'm up.
Great. So
very
we're
early
ready.
Here.
It is Pacific time. We're ready for some callers.
Awesome. I would like to welcome Kathy from Maryland. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. You know what? I forgot the question of the day. So question of the day is, do you know one of your animal totems or animal spirit guides?
Let's see. I've been told an owl.
Oh.
Yeah. But I brought up a snake.
Oh, a snake.
Oh. Adriana, can we find out also about how the healing might have affected the people who are calling?
Sure. What did you experience during the healing?
I felt some pressure go away from my ankle. I've been having trouble with my ankle. And my whole body, I've had so many surgeries, and I do feel more relaxed, and I have a lot of tension in my neck and the ringing in the ears.
And so,
so I did get some released.
Oh,
a relief. Both. Release and relief.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that.
I'm signing up for your website now.
Oh, thank you.
So,
did you say you had a snake show up?
Yeah, I did.
That was the totem that showed up? The snake is one of the most potent healing allies in the planet. I mean, everywhere except where the snake has been vilified, it's usually seen as a healing ally.
Mm.
And it's energy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did you have a question for us today?
I do. I'm kind of torn with my real job, when to retire. I was wondering if you can give me some advice.
You know, it feels like retirement needs to be on the table for you. I think that you could definitely work longer, but I think you should be planning for retirement. I think your soul is requesting for you to move forward and open up for other things in your life. Nikki, what are you getting?
Well, you're more that kind of an intuitive. I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna defer to you on this part of it. When I work as an oracle, I use my cards. I have a deck called the Anubis deck. You can get a free reading at theanubisoracle.com. But I'm not a visionary. That's not my gift. I'm a catalyst.
Oh, okay. So that's did you want to
That's my bird, sorry.
Oh, no problem. Well, your bird has something to say, that's for sure.
What's that?
And it sounds like your bird is trying to talk too, and it's also trying to tell you that you need more time to focus on new things. So, you know what? I would start planning retirement for sure, and I'm getting there's something about a 1 to 2 year time frame.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, take care of yourself. This is even though you're still working, there's time to relax and enjoy, and you need to do that as well, or you could choose to do that, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right,
I am trying to fit that in, too.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for the great healing.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Adriana, are you ready for another one?
Yeah.
Okay, next we have Sophia calling from Georgia. Welcome to the show, and what is one of your personal animal totems?
I don't think I have one at the moment. Now, I have, like the caller before me, dreamed of white owls before, but
ooh,
other than that, yeah, there were 6 of them.
Oh, really?
And one brown owl. Yeah, 6 white,
what?
1 brown. And the brown one was sickly. It's funny we're talking about this because I just read that dream a couple of days ago because I put it down in a dream journal.
Oh, good for you for putting it down.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Well, 6 is angelic, and, of course, owls are inner wisdom. Nikki, you wrote a book about animal totems. What what would you interpret that dream could be about?
Well, when you have a white owl, and I noticed you didn't say snowy owl, so when you're talking about
a white
totem, it usually means the totem of the totem. It's like the next level of the totem, the next spiritual level. And so I would say you're deeply connected with the wisdom of owls, which are, of course, their foremost ability, and their ability to see in the dark and hunt in the night on silent velvet wings is a very important attribute that they have. And so I would say that doing your spiritual work at night, having some kind of practice that you did in the night where you would connect with the owl and receive messages from the owl would be a really good step for you at this time in your life.
And how did you, what did you experience during the healing portion?
I was not ailing of anything, but I can say during listening to you guys, I actually had you on loudspeaker, my heart experienced quickened palpitation, you know, like fluttering.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I have no ailments to measure, you know, the healing, but I do know, yeah.
Very blessed.
Well, sometimes, you know, when you do a heart breath, you're just suddenly giving all this energy to your heart, and so to have your heart respond in that way is not unusual or frightening.
Okay. No, and it wasn't. I didn't feel frightened at all.
Yeah, good.
And what is your question today?
Actually, I called in about my spirituality. I wanted to see if you guys had any insight into what I can expect the first half of 2016.
You know, be careful about spending.
Okay.
I'm hearing that expansion and abundance, but you need to be careful about spending, especially the first part of the year. And I think your consciousness is growing and expanding, and you're going to be moving into different modalities too. Things that maybe were a little off-putting before, you were more interested in. I'm hearing something about meditation. So are you doing meditation? If you're not doing meditation,
I am getting better at that. I'm designating time in the morning when I wake and then when I go to bed at night. Getting better because I have not been.
It's hard. I agree. And, you know, that's why I like to do it for short periods of time.
Yes.
And
that's how I'm starting off.
Keeping a dream journal, that's
yeah,
wonderful.
I've done that for years. Yeah, my grandmother made sure I've done that.
That's wonderful.
Excellent.
Yeah,
don't forget to tie in with your owl friends at night.
Okay. Really quick, when you speak about, you did say modalities that were a little put-offish to me in the beginning that I will probably be welcoming now. Is that what you're, okay.
Yes. And for me, the symbol that I got was tarot cards, because some people don't resonate with tarot cards or that type of thing.
I was going to ask you if you care to share what did you think it was. Is that one of them, the tarot?
That was one of them, yeah.
You're right, too.
Yep. And thank you for the validation. And just be aware that your soul is opening and asking, and as you ask, your guides will come in.
Thank you. I've been doing such. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful question. We all have that question. No matter where we are in our past, we all have that question. What's next for me spiritually? It's a great question.
Awesome. Next, Next up, we have Jesse calling from New Jersey. Welcome to the show. And do you have an animal totem that you'd like to share?
I have magpies. I have three, actually. Magpie, an owl, and lions.
Oh, I love the magpie. You know, you don't hear magpie very often, do you, Nikki?
Not that often, but they're wonderful because one of the main attributes of all the bird allies is that they are the messengers. And of course, magpies love to talk and chatter, and so to pay attention and listen and learn the language of the magpies so that they can speak to you and you can understand what they're trying to tell you will be very useful in your life.
Okay. I only became acquainted with, I didn't even know the species until I went to England when my sister passed. But I lost my mother and, you know, was communicating with my family. Somehow I found a picture of a magpie, and it just always resonated with me. And I tend to find a lot of feathers throughout my daily walk, but I don't know if it's a magpie feather. I wasn't looking at them as an animal totem. I actually missed the earlier part of your show, but as you was talking to the previous callers, that's when it came into my mind that yes, it's an owl, definitely a magpie, and then lions.
Also, I feel the need to be circumspect with your words, so because sometimes something said can be taken the wrong way. So just be aware that magpie has that meaning as well. To enjoy, talk, to connect, but also to be careful about repeating what you hear.
Okay.
You know, not the gossip, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, so you joined us later, so you missed part of Nikki's healing. Were you able to hear any of it?
No, and that's the purpose why I even called as well. But I'll go back in the archive and definitely take it in, because I'm trying to meditate more and definitely heal from a lot of emotional trauma and, you know, move forward.
I think it would be very beneficial. You know, you can also contact Nikki directly.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be doing a planetary healing call to action, which is a free phone call where I'll be doing healing work. I'm focusing on Cancer on the next bridge, which I think is coming up on the 4th of April. Oh, I should check my calendar.
shamanicjourneys.com to get more information, right, Nikki?
That is correct. Thank you.
And you said April 4th?
Well, I'm trying to get my calendar to work. For some reason, my computer is acting very strangely. I can't.
And what was your question today?
I'm trying to learn how to grieve normally. I lost my mom, and I just wanted to see if I could connect with her. I have some things that I have to do, and I'm not sure how to do it at this point.
With your mother?
Yes, my mother's affairs.
Okay, and, you know, she's sending a lot of love, okay? I want you to know that. I'm getting a lot of love, but I'm also getting that scolding mother tone, which I know so well from my mom. She is scolding you, and she's telling me that you're not doing some of the things you're supposed to be doing. And she said she's worried about you because you're not doing some of the things that you should be doing. So I think that you need to take care of your life and take care of your business. She's being very strict about this, okay?
That's what I'm trying to do.
She says, just because I'm not there doesn't mean I'm not there. She says, I'm here and there. But she's tattling on you. She's telling me that you haven't been taking care of yourself. She really wants you to take care of yourself. And I feel like you're also putting some things off. It could be something with money or having to do with money.
She doesn't want, she wants you to take sound advice.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about selling. You need to sell something.
I don't know. My brothers have been selling everything.
Yeah.
And the one thing I want to keep is her home.
Yes.
But they're doing everything to keep it from me. I don't want to sell my mother's home. I haven't had access to it.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. She was very, she thinks it should be sold. She said sell. But make sure you get your portion, what's due from that. And I feel like some of the selling is to pay off your bills. Or it may not be like a huge windfall. I understand that you'd like to keep it, but she's showing me that time has passed. Like, it might have happened if things had gone a different way, but you're not going to be able, it's going to create an internal fight. So that's what she's showing me. And she's saying the house needs to be sold. But you need to get something of hers that you can keep for yourself. And she's sending you so much love. And she's trying to explain that she's coming through to tell you how much she loves you and also helping you with the letting go process. And as painful as this is, it's part of the letting go process.
Okay. I let go of everything. I didn't get anything. So maybe they're trying to sell that one as well.
The
house, I mean, she had more than one house.
Okay. She said she was being specific about one house. I'm not sure which house that is, if she has more than one. But you guess there should be... It should be equitable and fair.
I hope that it is.
I'm sorry.
It hasn't.
Yeah, she's shaking her finger at her boy. She's saying at her... At, your brothers. I'm sorry.
It hasn't been. They sold her things and they've given stuff to their girlfriends and ex-wives and.
Yep.
You know.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I know you care, and I know you would like her things treated the right way. She's telling me she doesn't care. She says there's value, but that value is on earth. It's not where she is. And what she wants is for you to not be in pain about this. And she knows there's only so much you can do. She said you didn't do anything wrong. So this isn't your fault. But you're not... This is not your burden to bear. I mean, I understand that it is, and I understand it's a shame, and I understand it's terrible that they're stealing and looting and selling, and you're not a part of it. I've been through that pain. I know how to feel, but at the end of the day, you have to forgive, and you have to let go, or it drives you crazy.
So should I move from the area? Because I do need a different space.
I'm feeling that right now you should stay, that there's other things, other changes you need to make first.
Okay.
Okay, and if you would like a longer reading with me, you can always reach me at mysticconnections.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, the grief process is made so much worse when our things are not, our wishes are not fulfilled, or when we go, people around us who we trusted turn on us or become these greedy. And I've seen this again and again and again. I've experienced it personally. I have seen it with people that I've read for. And it's very hard. And it makes the pain of losing someone even worse.
But the best thing that you can do, as much as possible, as much as it hurts, is let go. Release, let go, forgive, let go, release. It's hard. You know, I was saying that I slept in a hostel last night. I asked for protection around me while I slept and my belongings, everything. When I woke up, right beside me was a nickel. And it was so nice to see that one of my spirit guides left me a little token of nickel. I love that. Fives are special to me. And I felt like that was a connection to you, Nikki. Nicole, Nikki. I felt like that was a connection between us two. Thank you very much for being such an amazing guest and sharing your gift.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I hope people received a lot of benefit from it.
And
I certainly enjoyed sharing.
And if you're interested in a trip to Egypt or your teleclasses or a longer healing or reading session with you, they can reach out to you at shamanicjourneys.com. And what was your other website?
Nikki
Scully?
Scully, yeah. N-I-C-K-I-S-C-U-L-L-Y.
Perfect. Thank you again for being my guest. And
my pleasure.
Thank you. For have a beautiful, blessed day. You know, say hello to those around you. Say hello to your loved ones. You never know.
Well, it's International Women's Day, so I'm keynoting at our city's event, and so I'll have some fun with it.
International Women's Day.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect day for it, too. It's pretty here in Columbus.
Very rainy here.
Oregon.
But we're used to it.
But green, I'm sure, or getting green.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Many blessings. Courtney, thank you so much.